Okay, we were talking about Jackson Forks and Haine. And you said that they'd put the, you guys would pitch the hay onto the wagon.
Hmm.
And then, of course, drive the wagon to the, either the barn or, or stack it.
There was a guy on the wagon, and he'd keep it loaded to it. And you move it around where you could get a good load on.
Uh-huh.
And then they're grand when I was a kid. They used to bind that and made bundles. It'd be about that big around.
That must have taken a lot of people, didn't it?
No. They had a binder, they called it. He'd go and cut it, and the stuff would run through it, and he'd tie a loop around it and kick it out the side.
I'll be darned.
Then he'd have to go along and pick them up and stack them, leave them till they hauled them in.
Well, do you remember, so how did they get the wheat off of the...
Well, they had what they called a thrasher machine.
Oh, that was a thrasher
machine. And that's what they put them... throw them bundles into that machine, they'd run through it, and it'd tear them up, and the wheat would come out.
I'll be darned.
Worked like a combine, but only they were stationary.
Huh.
Run with them big steam engine.
I'll be
tractor.
Huh. So did that thrashing, did you have to bring them into town to do that, or did they take the thrashing
machine
out?
No, they just take the rig out. They'd stack those bundles in a big stack, and then them rigs would pull in there back into that stack, and a couple of guys get up on the stack and start throwing them bundles into it.
Where did the stuff come out of? Did somebody have to hold a bag to?
Yeah, for the grain. Mm-hmm. Well, they had a deal you could hook your sack onto.
Oh.
And it had a sack sawer there, and and usually have a guy jigging them so they get them good and full.
Oh, be good.
And then he'd sew them up. And then the straw, it'd blow out into a big pile.
What did they do with the straw?
Well, they used to feed a lot of it. They just turned stalk into it, let them eat it. My dad's cousin lost some cattle one time. They ate in, ate under it, and it caved in on them.
Oh,
they smothered to death.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Was it, there quite a few farmers that had wheat fields?
Oh, yeah.
Even back then, this is a good country.
All the ground around Valley put in there was wheat fields.
Yeah.
And all the little guys, they'd raise some wheat anyway.
So then what happened to the grain? Did they take it to a mill? Was there
a mill? Yeah, they had to haul it to Embler.
Oh, there was a mill, a flour mill in Embler?
Yeah. Well, no, there wasn't. Let's see. There was a flour mill in Elgin, and there was one in Island City. It just seems like I was thinking they hauled that wheat to Embler. I'm pretty sure they did. Maybe they hauled it there and then shipped it out. I don't know.
Well, they could have.
Yeah.
Well, I think that flour mill, come think of it, was right near the railroad tracks there in Elgin.
Yeah.
And some kid burned it.
Yeah,
down.
It burned up here just a year or two ago.
Yeah, that's too bad.
And then there was a big flour mill there in Island City right there.
Right? Is that what that was right there? It's still there?
Yeah.
By the crossroads where you turn it to go to Elgin.
Well, that's just the warehouse that's there now, I think, but that's where the flour mill was, I think, right in behind that.
Mm-hmm.
And it ran off of water.
Oh.
Yeah, they had it. Ditch going down through there, and they had a big water wheel.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, be darned. And they had a big grinding machine in there? Do you remember what that looked like? Did you ever see
no,
that?
No, I was just a little kid at the time, and I didn't pay much attention to it.
Well, that was a good place for it with a river right there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat. And those Mormon haystacks that you were telling me about, I don't think you got finished telling me about it. What?
Well,
how
was just,
big were they?
It was a big derrick, but they had a boom clear across the top of them,
mm-hmm.
and it would turn. You could turn it one way or the other. he used a team of horses on it to pull the load up.
I'll be darned.
And then you could turn that so that you get on one end of the stack or the other.
Mm-hmm. What was underneath it?
Just a big set of skids, like sled deal.
It was so, and you'd pile the hay on top of that sled.
No.
See, because I'm picturing there's two, there are people
there.
Oh,
you'd have your hay on a wagon.
Uh-huh.
Or we use slips, too. Some, on one of them slips, they use slings instead of forks. Just big sling, and mm-hmm. they'd pick the whole thing up. They'd take, pick it off the wagon or slip or whatever you had and mm-hmm. pull it up on that derrick and then turn it around and onto a stack.
Oh. And then did somebody have to unload the sling, like with a pitchfork or something?
Well,
up there?
Well, they had a rope on them, and you give it a jerk, and it opened up.
Oh.
And the fork tripped, whichever you're using.
And then the hay just fell out.
Yeah. Oh. And then the guy up there, he had to move it around and mm-hmm. stack it.
Well, when you say stack it, I see it as just all this loose hay.
Well, if you just dump it out of there, you got a big pile of hay here and a big pile of hay here.
Oh.
You've got to level that all out, or the water will run down through it. If you stack it, get the water will run off of the top of it.
Oh. So there was, you had to know what you were doing.
Yeah, I've stacked a lot of it when I was just a kid.
Huh. And the Mormon haystacks that you were talking about, I thought you were saying that they were just left outside.
Yeah, they do. They just leave them out.
About how big were they?
Oh, they were big.
Hmm.
I don't know. Those poles on top, I imagine, was 30 feet long or something
that. Well, I suppose if you had a lot of hay like we did in the Grand Round Valley, you couldn't get it all in the barn. You had to
do
something with it.
They usually just put enough hay in the barn for their milk cows and stuff like that and stack all the rest of it out.
Hmm. Did they stack it pretty near the barn, though?
No, not always. It's
just out in the field.
A lot of it out the field. They'd feed their stock out in there.
Yeah. And did they look like... Well, I've seen pictures, paintings of haystacks, and they were just like kind of rounded mounds
mm-hmm.
of hay.
So
that's what it was like.
Yeah, you have to keep them high in the middle, and that way the water gets away and don't ruin the whole stack.
So that's what I was wondering, too, about the water and the snow ruining the hay, because I know they, you know, you have to be careful with that or it'll get moldy.
Well, you always have a... Oh, maybe that much on top, but you'd have to throw off.
Mm-hmm.
But after that got wet and soaked up good, it'd turn water pretty good. The rest of it didn't get wet.
I'll be done.
It kept pretty good in those stacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. These bale stacks, they get wet, you know, too. And I think they weigh as much of them bales as they did when it was put up loose.
They probably did.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it drips down in there between the bales and things like that. Well, that's interesting. I never knew how they got, especially how they got the hay up into the barn.
Yeah, barns, all of them, they used to be a, what they call them, doghouse stuck out
mm-hmm.
in front here. And there was a track from there clear to the back of the barn.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And when that Jackson Fork went up there, it had a deal there that hooked in into a roller.
Mm-hmm.
And it had rolled down through the barn. And, and the guy in the barn is moving the hay out. He'd holler when he wanted him to trip it. And the
mm-hmm.
guy outside, and he had a rope on that, and he'd give it a jerk.
Oh,
right,
that
trip it.
Down it went. Yeah, well, that's neat. Let's see what else. What else did you do on ranches?
Oh, milk cows and a little bit of everything. Plowed, harrowed.
How did you plow? Did they have tractors?
No, horses. Horses, and they have a ride and plow.
Uh-huh.
But I've plowed them with them foot burners, they call them.
Oh,
not a big bunch, but I've done a lot of plowing with them.
Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, too, about, you know, what it was like when you were a kid inside of the house, but I don't suppose you did much with your, you know, your mom, as far as like women's work, but do you remember anything that she did?
Well, yeah, I can remember back when she washed by hand. Mm-hmm. Had an old washboard. Oh, and Daddy finally got a hold of a washing machine that you run with a lever.
Oh,
that was us kids' job most of the time.
Oh man, I bet you hated wash day.
Oh yeah.
And did you have a fruit cellar where you
kept? Yeah, it was dug out into the ground and then built up. Boy, it always full of stuff to eat too.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
That's how we lived them days.
Mm-hmm. Just put everything in the fruit cellar and.
And they used to dig out in the garden there someplace and put their potatoes in it and put straw on it, and then they'd cover that all up with dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And they could dig back in there in the wintertime and get a bunch of spuds out.
And
they wouldn't freeze.
Oh. I know, although I'd heard that potatoes could stay in the ground,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't believe who was telling me that, because I thought they froze, but that's how they did it.
Yeah, they'd cover them good with straw before they put all that dirt over them.
Hmm.
And they'd stand an awful lot of cold weather.
Yeah. Well, people knew, you know, figured things out on how to
live
back then. Nowadays, we think we couldn't live without a refrigerator.
Yeah, and we canned a lot of meat and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas was talking about that the other day. He said his
folks
used to can it, and I told him we did too.
Yeah. That's the only way you had to preserve the meat. Or did you have a smokehouse?
Yeah, we smoked all the pork.
Hmm.
But you didn't the beef.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd make bacon and hams and all that.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, that was a lot of work back then. Let's see. And of course, you had a wood cook stove.
Oh yeah.
So how did you get your wood in?
Well, I skidded in with horses and sawed it up by hand.
I'll be done. With one of those cross-cut saws.
Yeah.
Man.
But Dad got a hold of an old horse-powered saw, like them old gas saws used to be, but it run with a horsepower.
Hmm.
Hook the horse on the rig and he going around and around, and that turned that deal. And it sawed up with that pretty good. It just had a crosscut deal on it.
Oh, wow. I bet he thought that was a great
thing.
That's a lot of work to cut when those logs in the crosscut saw. Huh. All right. Well, people came up with stuff all the time that, kept thinking. Dallas was telling me about a dance hall that they had at the mine. He was talking to somebody about it, talking about how everything.
Oh, yeah, I was there a lot of times.
So what was that like?
Oh, he's just up over the store there. It was a pretty good-sized hall, and they'd have a dance in there every now and then. It'd get kind of wild sometimes.
Oh, I bet, Do you remember any other dances or dance halls or around LeGrand or Elgin?
Well, Elgin, that Grange Hall out there, they used to have dances in it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another one up over the, I can't remember what they called it. It was a lodge building. Mm-hmm. And it had been just about up over the Brunswick there, I think.
Oh.
They used to have dances in that a lot.
Mm-hmm. And, did some of the locals come and play for it? Just people got together and played music?
Oh, yeah, my brother used to play an awful lot, and my dad, too.
What'd they play?
Well, Dad played violin, and my brother played violin and guitar and piano. I don't know, two or three other instruments.
Yeah. He said it got pretty wild. He that dance hall at Minum.
Old Myron Fleischer used on it.
Huh. And it was just a dance hall, used for.
Well, it was up overhead. That they had a store underneath it.
Oh, that's what he was talking about.
Yeah.
He said it was upstairs, and he said once in a while somebody knocked somebody over the rail.
Yeah.
Down below.
Yeah, it used to get pretty wild. I've been to several of them down there.
Did they have special dances or celebrations for the 4th of July and things like that around here?
Well, they'd have little celebrations, and I guess we had dances.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have a celebration out there at the old Pleasant Grove Grains there, out at back of Somerville area.
Oh.
They used to have get-togethers there and mm-hmm. games and play ball and whatnot.
Hmm. For the 4th of July or what was it? Yeah. Well, with dances, I suppose there was a lot of drinking and hoop and holler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But they usually had some guy kind of being the cop for it, and he'd kind of keep it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything in particular about any of them?
No, not really.
Oh, I think Dallas was talking about his granddad met his grandmother at one of those dances at the Minum.
Oh.
That's what he was talking about. So,
well, did I tell you about the time that over in Florida when that guy lit the match to see if the gas tank was full?
No.
Dallas knows the one guy. His name was Nedro.
I've heard of the Nedro.
Well, that young Nedro used to be an auctioneer. It was his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just a kid, and so was he. And Willard Fordyce, my cousin, they lived over there at Flora. Lived down over the hill from Flora on a ranch.
Mm-hmm.
We went over to see him one time, and we decided to go to a dance at the old Camp 10. That used to be an old logging town there. So they decided to get a couple of jugs of whiskey and sell part of it and drink the rest. This kid had his dad's new old Chevy. It was a 30 model, I think, or 31.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have the gas register was on the tank on the back.
Oh.
It had a tank right on the back of the bumper.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a deal in there that told you how much gas you had.
Mm-hmm.
We pulled in there at Flora and the gas not up, and Willard Fordyce, my cousin, he had a hold of the gas hose and put it in there, and he said, "I wonder if it's about full." Wayne Nedro said, "Wait a minute now, look." And he lit a match, and boy, that thing went like that. Willard pulled that hose out of there, and the fire was flying out of it just like a blowtorch.
Oh, no.
And all the old board sidewalk there, and there was fire all over it.
Oh,
well, that crazy Wayne Nedro jumped into that car and just floor buttered it like that, and he run right off from under that fire.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
He had that whiskey in there, and he didn't want to get caught with it.
That's why.
But he wheeled that thing out of there like that, and he run right off from under that fire.
Oh.
I couldn't believe it.
Well, that's amazing, because you think he just...
I look for it to blow up any second.
Yeah.
But then we had fire all over that old board sidewalk. And Willard, of course, when he shut that pump off,
mm-hmm.
went very long, it died down.
Uh-huh.
But he had fire all over. He had a big black Stetson hat, and he had fire all over it. It was fire all over everything.
Oh, man. Well, that wasn't very smart.
Stupid devil, I don't know what he was thinking about.
He probably had a little too much.
Oh, yeah, he'd been drinking on that booze.
Let's see what else. Oh, you said your dad had worked for the section.
Yeah, he worked there in Elgin.
What did he do?
He was just second hand.
What did they do? I don't know what they do.
Well, build tracks.
Build tracks.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think I'm about at the end of it because... I wanted to ask you more about what LeGrand was like. Because I remember when I first came here, where the ODS building is now, used to be a telephone building.
Mm-hmm.
There was a really big hotel there, and I remember there
was... that was the Foley.
The Foley.
Yeah.
And it was only a couple years after that that they tore it down. But yeah. I imagine there was a lot of places that were... A lot of businesses that were there when you lived here that aren't there now.
Oh, yeah.
Like what was where Safeway is now?
You mean where Safeway used to be?
Yeah, the old Safeway.
That was the old LeGrand Hotel. Is he? Is that what it was? Yeah, I think there was a big hotel there at one time years ago.
Well, there was a lot more hotels than there are now, but I guess nowadays there's motels instead of hotels.
Yeah, I can remember when the old second hotel that used to be there where the bank is,
mm-hmm.
it was running full blast.
And that was, I think it's a U.S. bank. I remember that too, and they tore that down.
It's right there where the U.S. bank was.
Yeah.
It's the old, part of the old other building that's attached to it is still there, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Sacagawea Annex.
Yeah, and I remember at the Sacagawea that they tore down, they had a dining room there too.
Yeah.
And Leroy talked about the summer hotel too that I didn't even know was there.
Yeah, that was an old summer hotel. I can't remember just where that was located.
I think it was across from the post office.
Yeah, in there someplace.
Yeah. So where was the post office when you were...
Well, the post office used to be... there were the, that building, just you make the turn there on Adams on the right, and got a bunch of city offices in there or something.
Oh,
it was in there.
I think that's the city hall.
Yeah, city hall.
Huh. And I remember, too, that down from there a little ways, I can't remember, it was a drugstore.
What?
A drugstore.
Oh. Yeah.
It was, I don't know what's in there now. If it was that jewelry store or someplace in there.
Well, yeah, there's a jewelry store right there.
Yeah.
I think it's still there, but I don't think that guy's running it anymore.
Yeah.
It used to be Moon Drugstore down there. It'd be across from the U.S. bank there.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have the best soda fountain you ever saw. We used to go in there for ice cream and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I really liked it when I went in there because that was, again, it closed down just a couple of years after I was here. But it looked just like an old, they still had the soda fountain. And I think they had marble floors.
Yeah.
And I can remember all the drawers in the, like behind the counter.
Hmm.
I guess they'd put medicine in there stuff like that. So I was just amazed that something like that was still around. So.
Yeah.
And where were the grocery stores? Do you remember that?
Well, there was one there. About midway down through Adams there, I can't remember, it was on this side of the street. And I can't remember what kind of a store it was, red and white or something like that. And then Safeway, I think they had a little store down in there someplace before they built the big one.
Oh.
See, they've been here ever since 1930, I think, or something.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. Because I thought it was... Safeway probably started maybe in the 50s or 40s. But
no, I think huh. I think there's a sign in that new store there that said serving Le Grand since 1930.
Oh, hmm.
I'm pretty sure they had a little store there. I can't remember just where it was located.
Yeah, huh. I'll have to... Maybe somebody else remembers
yeah.
more about it. And the store at Somerville when you were a kid, what was that like?
Well, it was just an old country store. It had a big old pot-bellied stove in it, and all the guys go in there and sit around and shoot the bull.
Yeah, the old man.
They had everything, a lot of stuff was in barrels and whatnot. You go in there and he'd dip it out for you.
I'll be there. Did they sell quite a variety of things? A little
yeah,
bit of everything?
Yeah, they had pretty good variety of stuff. For them days, they didn't have a lot of varieties.
Mm-hmm. Did they sell like hardware too in there?
Yeah, some, but not too much. Most of the hardware you had to go to Le Grand or some place to get.
Hmm. So, I was thinking too that they had soap or anything like that, but your mom probably made her own soap, didn't she?
Yeah, she used to make some.
Hmm.
But they sold it in the store too.
Uh-huh. Well, how did she make the soap?
I don't know, just they used lye in it, but I can't remember how they made it.
Mm-hmm.
I think they used some hog fat and stuff or something like that in it.
Yeah. I know Bev was telling me about what it was like during the war here, but you were in the Army. She was talking about the rations and things like
yeah.
that they had to give out. So you probably couldn't tell me too much about that as far as what it was like here.
Yeah, they had a lot of stuff rising. Gas was rising. You'd only buy a few gallons at a time.
Yeah. Well, where were the gas stations? Were there any gas stations in Le Grand?
Oh, yeah, there's little service stations around.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't near as many cars on the road as there is now. Before the war, you know, I was living in Elgin. When the war took off,
mm-hmm.
and you could drive from Elgin to Le Grand, and you wouldn't meet over three or four cars all the way.
Oh, I bet. Were the roads paved then?
Yeah.
Oh, they were, yeah.
But they just wasn't no traffic.
No, the people didn't go like they did
no.
now because they couldn't. They didn't
yeah.
have a... I suppose it took a whole day to get to from Elgin to Le Grand, or how long did it take?
Well, no. It did when you had horses,
mm-hmm.
but when they finally got cars, you could drive up there in an hour.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Even old Model T Ford didn't make it up in about an hour.
What if, yeah. Then I suppose they had gas stations like in Somerville. And
yeah, they'd have
their little
gas station all in little towns.
And Alisal was bigger than it is now, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Did they have a store there at one time?
I believe they did, but I can't remember for sure. They used to ship a lot of grain and stuff into Alisal there. They had those big warehouses and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose there were so many small towns because you couldn't haul the hay clear across or whatever.
Yeah.
Clear across the valley. So there were these small towns where they had the silos and the
yeah.
things that the farmers needed. And I always figured that there were small towns about the distance that it would take you to ride a horse during the day. Is that mm-hmm. what it was like?
Yeah, that was one reason there was so many little towns. It was, if they're too far apart, it's too hard to get to them. And people had to go with horses or afoot.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
had to have a little store of some kind.
Yeah.
At Somerville, At one time, it was a lot bigger than it is. They had a brewery there in Somerville.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I can remember when the old building was still there, that finally tore it down. An old guy by the name of Ott put that brewery in there, and he made beer there. And they had a saloon or two there, and I don't know what all.
They
had a hotel.
Oh.
And they had three of these big lodge buildings in there.
I'll be. I didn't know that. Did they put the beer in kegs or in bottles?
I imagine kegs them days. That was before my time. I'm pretty sure it was just in kegs. But there was at one time, there was a little Chinatown in Somerville.
Oh, there was?
Yeah, that was back to the north there. Back where that road turns and goes through to, it was down to Elgin.
Uh-huh.
It was just on the other side of that along in there. There was Chinese used to live in there.
I wonder why they settled there.
I don't know.
Huh. Were there any Chinese in this area when you were a kid, or do you remember them, or growing up?
There was just a few here and there. There used to be a Chinese restaurant there on Adams. They called it Chinese Mary's. It had served noodles and stuff like that, and I was there for years. There wasn't very many. I guess when Dad was young, I guess around La Grande there was quite a few Chinese.
That's what I heard, that there was a Chinatown there where the old Safeway used
to be. Yeah, that old Chinatown around there.
Well, that's good to know about the Chinatown in Somerville, because maybe somebody else remembers more about it. I didn't know. That seems like an odd place for them to...
Well, that was before my time. I don't remember them, but I remember talking about it.
Yeah.
I read about it one time.
I think they worked building the railroads, didn't they?
Yeah, I imagine.
And when you were in school, that's the last thing I want to ask you about. When you were in school, do you remember... like what you would do during the day?
In school? Studied most of the time.
Did you have to pack your own lunch?
Yeah, we lived so far away from... See, we lived about 3 miles away from the schoolhouse. And we always carried our own lunch.
What did you carry it in?
Well, a lot of them used to have a Dixie Queen tobacco. And they had them little square boxes with handles on. They was about the best ones.
Yeah.
But they had some other, Prince Albert and some more of them had different, but they wasn't near as nice as those little. That's what we usually use.
And what'd you usually take for lunch? What kind of stuff?
Oh, sandwiches, cake, or whatever Mom had to send.
Did you have, desks or tables?
Oh, yeah. What? Yeah, we had big long rows of desks, and had a little seat and your desk in front of you, all hooked together. And usually they'd have the each grade in one of them rows. That way the teacher, you come back there and sit there and hear your class while you're just sitting in your desk.
Well, I know, you know, when I would substitute, the substitute teacher and everything, it's just pretty hard to control those kids. So what did the teacher do to control you guys?
Knocked the devil out of us.
Did they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'd whip you them days.
Were the older kids ornerier than the little ones?
Well, I guess they probably was. Some of them little ones is kind of ornery too. I was one of them. We had a teacher keep us in one night, me and Zach Pugh. He kept us in there at 9 o'clock at night and whipped us 4 times.
Wow. What'd you do? Do you remember to get that?
Yeah. What happened, she was back there here in the class, like right across from me, and had her arm up like that, and I kept looking at her watch, and it was stopped. So I held up my hand and told her her watch was stopped. She told me I had enough to do to get my lesson, not to worry about that watch.
Oh, boy.
Well, that was before the last recess. Mm-hmm. So us boys, we decided recess when 4 o'clock come. You stayed in there at 4 o'clock them days. Mm-hmm. One of them kids had a watch. We were going to get up and walk out. Mm-hmm. We started to, and she met us at the door with her poker, her pointer. And made us sit down. So she said we had to sit there till we studied. Well, me and old Zach sat there till 9 o'clock and we never did study.
Oh, man.
And man, my dad is mad. He was on the school board doing. I met my brother coming down looking for him. It was in the wintertime, yeah. There was snow on, and I had to walk 3 miles.
Oh.
I met him coming down looking for him, and Dad, he was mad as the devil.
Oh, yeah.
I could see he would be.
Yeah.
Anyway. He went down there the next day and he told that teacher she couldn't handle me. He would, but he didn't want her keeping me in there that late anymore.
Yeah. Well, that was ridiculous. Be in there that long all night. Looks like she would be wanting to get home too.
Yeah. Well, Bert Oliver, she stayed at their place about a half a mile above there, and we didn't have no lights. So he come down there with a gas lantern and and he gave us a lecture.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we had it coming.
What did you guys write on?
Yeah. Oh, we had tablets. And of course, they had the blackboard.
Mm-hmm. Were the schools heated with a wood stove?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a great big old stove. It had a big shield around it.
Mm-hmm.
And just a big old pot-bellied wood stove in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I wish I had some of the books you guys had that you read out of. And did you study, did you study just kind of the basic things, math and...
Reading and writing and math,
mm-hmm.
about all we...
Yeah.
Geography.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you went out to play at recess, what kind of stuff was there in the playground to play on?
Oh, very little. They just get out there and play a game. We played a lot of ball in the summertime and stuff like that.
Baseball?
Yeah.
What other kind of games did you guys play?
Oh, just them little foolish games kids used to play, ring around the rosy. I can't think of all of them.
Well, you know, nowadays the kids, one of the things that teachers have problems with is kids bringing toys to school.
But yeah.
I don't think you had very many toys back then. What were your toys like?
Well, we didn't have many. We didn't take them to school.
Yeah, because you didn't have any, probably.
No, if we got one toy for Christmas, we was happy as it could be, and now they get it, dozens of them.
Yeah. What was your Christmases like? Do you remember any Christmas in particular?
Oh, it was just Christmas, that's all. I'd have a big feed and have a little Christmas tree with a few presents on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
So you did have Christmas trees.
Oh, yeah.
And do you remember any of the decorations? Oh. Were they store-bought? Or?
Oh, we used to make them out of popcorn and string it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what all. We used to have programs at school for winter, for Christmas. And they had some pretty good ones. One year, darn it, this school teacher, she was going with a guy, and her name was Bonita, and his name was Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, old Zach Pugh and Emery Oliver, they was two of the honorist ones we had.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they was putting on a little show there. They was, I think old Zach, he was proposing to Emery, he was dressed like a girl.
Uh-huh.
And the night of that play, they used that school teacher's name and his name.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Bonita, do you love me? She says, yes, Charles.
Oh.
And man, I'll tell you, the house just went wild.
Oh, I guess.
Poor old Bonita, I'll tell you, she...
she probably turned beet red.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember her last name?
Teeter.
Bonita Teeter.
Yeah.
So, the little plays and shows you put on, were they about Christmas? And?
Some of them were. Some of them were. Hello. Hi. Who? When did I get this hearing aid out of my ear? Did I know it was what? Well, thanks, but it's the first time I knew about it. Well, I didn't know the difference. Well, Terry and Jeff and Donna went to Tri-Cities, and I'm here talking to a lady. She's got all my history. Yeah, I guess so. Okay, I don't know what time they'll get back, probably kind of late. Okay. Okay, bye. That's my granddaughter.
Oh.
She said this was Grandfather's Day or Grandparents' Day or something.
I never heard of that one.
Told her the first one I knew of.
Oh. About Christmas. And they used to for a while, when my kids were little, they put on a play about the birth of Christ and because that's what Christmas is all about, mm-hmm. And now they won't let them do that. But what?
Yeah, we did some of that.
Mm-hmm.
But other things, it was just plays. It didn't have anything to do with Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose that was just a chance for everybody. The parents would come and did you have anything to eat? Did people bring things to eat?
Well, they give away popcorn bowls and stuff like that about all.
Yeah.
At school.
Yeah. I remember my mom saying that they gave, I think it was oranges or something, and that was the biggest
thing. Yeah, it seemed to me like we gave away some oranges and stuff, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because he asked me what team pinning was, and I thought I knew, but when I tried to explain it to him, I didn't know what it was. So, what is it?
Well, there's three of you in each group,
mm-hmm.
And they've got 30 head of steers or calves, whatever they got, penned up in the far end of the arena. And down the lower end is just a little pen about the size of this room.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you start from. You take on a dead run up through the arena, and you get up there, those steers are all numbered.
Hmm.
It'd be three of them with one, three of them with two, and so on. And just before you get to them, they holler a number. And you got to go in there and cut them three steers out and put them in that pen down there.
Oh.
Quicker than anybody else, and you've only got 2 seconds or 2 minutes to do it in.
Boy.
If you go over 2 minutes, you're done.
Oh.
So it's fast.
Well, yeah. See, I didn't think, I thought it was where somebody jumps off their horse and ties up a calf.
No.
See, I didn't even know what team pinning was.
No.
Well, I'm glad you told me.
No, you go in there and cut them out.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they're kind of hard to find when there's 30 of them, you know, you go in there. Yeah, need a good horse because you got to bring them down there in a hurry.
Yeah. Huh. Well, that's neat. I bet that was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I hate to give it up, and I got so I couldn't even get on my horse.
Yeah. Okay.